good morning, everybody. Our big three headlines this morning. Well, Mayor Eric Adams here in New York says he's got a plan to crack down on crime. A lot of words there, kind of short on specifics, although I do agree that we have to bring back the plainclothes policeman to crack down on crime, so he says we're going to do that. Well, I'm giving the guy the benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to be keeping tabs on him, so stick around and I'll let you know how I think he's doing. Also in the big three, a New York State Supreme Court justice has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's mask mandate. So I guess you still can't go into a store without your mask because there's going to be a stay for that, and then some other justice is going to have to look at it. So I guess you still have to wear your mask for the time being. And rounding out the big three, up and down on Wall Street yesterday. I mean, Len, it was a thousand points down when I was looking at the news in the morning. I was so scared. I ran to the bedroom and I put the covers over my head and I took a nap and then I came up and 7 o'clock last night or when they closed the market, it was up. It actually earned back all of it, all the stuff it lost and made a little bit. But now it's looking a little grim this morning, isn't it, Joe? The Dow futures are a little shaky, I think.
Yeah, all the futures are lower, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I don't miss a thing on this show.
Sharp. Not one thing. There's about 20 things, but it doesn't miss one thing.
No. By the way, I was looking up, because I like to do some work and give you guys some news. We were talking about the Amy Schneider, who won Jeopardy last night.
By the way, that was her on The Last Answer. Now, we were unsure when we were playing Jeopardy earlier.
Really?
Yeah. This was she. This is her voice.
What is Atar?
That's correct.
Yeah, right. That's her. Well, that's the spice that they use in the Middle East that has a lot of other spices in it. And I checked this out. Zar Atar, which I'm going to go out and buy some today, folks. You can use it on chicken thighs. You can use it on muffins. You can use it on popcorn.
Terrific.
And it gives you a little kind of kick.
Oh, God.
You used your time well during the break.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm glad you looked it up.
Well,
please get back
you,
to us.
But in all seriousness. Thighs. I know, but come on, Len. In all seriousness, would you have known that? What is the Middle Eastern spice that has the last...
No.
I mean, that's
I never heard of it. Even after she answered it, I didn't know it.
I know.
That's what I was saying earlier. There are some questions I don't know, and then some answers. Even when she has them, I don't know them. She's very good.
She's terrific. So I'm going to watch her tonight. I'm going to be rooting for her. I'm going to be watching with some popcorn with a little Zar Atar on it. All right. We wanted to check in with our pal Alice Stockton Rossini, our crackerjack reporter here on WOR. So Kathy Hochul's mask mandate has been struck down by a New York State Supreme Court justice. And Alice, how do New Yorkers feel about that? Are they tired of wearing masks? Are they happy to be free from these damn masks?
Oh, geez, Michael, what do you think? I mean, it's split right down the middle. You know, there's people that are, you know, believe masks work. They're going to keep wearing them. Even if people told them not to wear them, they're going to keep wearing them. They're going to wear them long after this thing is over. And other people who don't think they should have ever had to wear masks in the first place. But one thing I wanted to point out was, since the whole Cuomo fiasco, the state legislature voted to curb the ability for governors to issue executive orders. And that is something that the state Supreme Court judge noted when he issued his ruling. And he ruled that, you know, the governor and state health commissioner can't, you know, make these mandates without the consent of state lawmakers. And plenty of people on board with that.
People should have a vote in it, whether or not they want to wear a mask. I'm not per se opposed to it. It should be a personal choice. But it should not be mandated by the government.
I think it should be spoken about with the lawmakers, definitely, yeah.
You don't think a governor should have that much power?
Not by themselves, no.
I really don't care what any politician thinks, honestly. They don't pay my bills. Where's the choice at, honestly? Where's my right to choose? It's my right to choose if I want to wear a mask or not, honestly.
All right. So part of this involved a lawsuit by a group of parents. They objected to a provision that allowed the health commissioner to mandate masks in certain settings like businesses and schools. Now, for now, the Board of Ed says kids are still going to have to mask up. So I asked a couple of high schoolers, you know, like if they lifted the mandate tomorrow, would they be happy about that? Would they stop wearing masks?
I feel like in my school they would, because my school's really small and it's really packed. I would still wear a mask, of course, because it's like they come out of nowhere and go like, oh, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. I'm still going to wear it just to be cautious about what's happening, because I remember like last year, they're like stuff is lifted and then like a month or two later, you know, we got peak COVID numbers again. And then, you know, this is happening again, you know, I would still wear it just to be precautious of other people and, you know, what's happening.
I just think
masks are a necessary thing. If it's holding back the spread even a little bit, it's more than nothing. So why not?
Yeah, I agree.
There you go. Now, others are outraged over this judge's ruling.
You think that the governor is personally telling us to wear masks? You don't understand government. It is the government enforcing a mask mandate during a pandemic. I work in a grocery store, and the speed at which people stop doing literally the only visible means of protection as soon as they think they can is very stressful for me. So yes, the governor's office should be able to tell the constituents that they govern when the mask mandate is in power.
Today, so a bunch of parents sued and said, you can't.
Ridiculous. Embarrassing for them. Super sad.
Wow. Okay. She sounds very upset. Man.
If she doesn't work in my local grocery store, I'd be scared to cross her.
It was pointed out, too, that if people just wore masks and just got vaccinated, no one would have to mandate anything. But, you know, the governor thinks that she is within her bounds, and we're going to continue wearing masks while this appeal gets underway.
If it's a public safety issue, absolutely.
She shouldn't have to go to the legislature first?
That's open to debate. But public safety is a priority, and it includes everyone's safety.
She says she has the authority. I think she does, because it's a pandemic and it's an emergency.
So what do we do in the meantime?
Wear masks, get vaccinated, get a booster shot. People seem to think that the government has no authority over them, and that's insane. They should go live in a country where there is no government and see what kind of protection they have. They could have all the freedom they want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you know, the fact is, you know, state and federal powers, you know, in this arena, they have never been tested the way they are being tested now. And there is the 10th Amendment, and it gives states the authority to take public health emergency actions, including quarantines and setting business restrictions. That is perfectly allowable. And there's something else called the Federal Public Health Service Act, and that authorizes the Secretary of Health and Human Services to lead federal public health and medical response related to public health emergencies. And that's, you know, you're seeing all these lawsuits across the country against, you know, governors and state lawmakers, and that's why they're being struck down, because there is precedence for this. But, you know, until we write the pandemic handbook and we can go to page 52 and figure out how to handle this stuff, this is what's going to happen. And I think the judge, in striking this down, I really think it stems from the frustration with the legislature. I think there's a feeling that Cuomo took his emergency powers a little too far and his executive authority a little too far. You know, and state lawmakers are like, we don't want that to happen either, you know? Which is fair. That's definitely a fair argument.
No, I do think I think you're right. I think he did it, and I think, you know, it's good that at least a justice out there is questioning the powers that the governor has. You don't want a tyrant running us.
Yeah, but I think ultimately she's going to prevail. I really do. I mean, that's just my sense. What do I know? I'm not a lawyer, but you know, given these acts that I just talked about, I doubt that they're going to prevail. And you have to look at this justice's motivation. It's just maybe trying to get us to think about how far we should let, you know, government officials go in situations like this.
Well, it's interesting to note this was a Supreme Court judge, Al. It's interesting to note this is not the highest authority. New York is upside down.
So
it goes to an appellate judge. But I think you have to take into account also schools and private businesses. I think, for example, the Great Neck School District immediately put out an email this morning to all their staff saying, no, I don't care what the judge says. We're going to leave the mask on until this thing is adjudicated. And I think there are a lot of school districts. Now, there are some that don't, but there are a lot of school districts. The vast majority of them, I think, agree with that. And I would think most businesses, or at least the majority, might agree with that as well.
I know, it's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to depend on where you are. I think there's going to be businesses and schools, like in areas like Staten Island, where they're just going to say, you know, they're going to flaunt it. I think just basically the areas that have been flaunting it all along, you have like these little pockets, the same pockets that showed up when, you know, the rates started going up. So, I mean, I don't know how you argue with that. You know what I'm saying? You saw the rates go up. You saw in areas that were most against it. That's where, yep. You know, when the variant came, that's right where they went. So how do you argue that, you know?
I don't know. Well, it's going to play out, and it's always fascinating. Thanks, Alice Doctor and Rossini, our Cracker Jack reporter on the scene. Good stuff there, Alice. Appreciate it. Hey, when we get back, the James Webb Telescope has been successfully deployed in space. Now, what are we going to be able to see with this thing? We're going to ask our pal, Harold Kozak. He's the astronomer from Staten Island. We love to have him on the show. We will find out all about the James Webb Telescope when we get back. Hey, the award show for fans is back, and we want to celebrate. It's the iHeartRadio Music Awards coming to Fox on March 22nd. And Thursday morning at 9 a.m., you can find out which of your favorite artists have been nominated right here on 710 WOR.